1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Hello, welcome to our pre-show for today, Friday the 28th. So, we'll have a show for you today. This is our encore. And I got to go out to Santa Monica today for a voiceover session that I have, this job that I got. The reason why I bring that up is I want to get back to the house. I want to get back to the studio and make sure we get a brand new Saturday Cinema produced. I don't want to do a repeat. I want to do a brand new one. Even if I have to just lock myself in a room with a bottle of tequila, General Shaw, and Margaret Gray, we're going to get it done. All right. So there'll be a new Saturday Cinema. I had a goofy idea for today's encore show. What did I do with my... I can't believe it, man. I left my goddamn glasses upstairs. Hold on. All right. So what I thought I'd do was a Tom, you know, Rory McLeod, who's our wonderful archivist curator. Rory is like a volunteer curator for us. He's a great man. He's a great fan of the show. And Rory comes up with these great ideas for best ofs. I was thinking maybe there isn't enough material. But I was thinking of a best of Tom Dawka. Hey, Tom Dawka here, you know? I think he might be sort of interesting guy. People may think that I hate radio consultants. I do not. I've known great consultants down through the years, one of whom is my program director at KFI, David G. Hall. Another is Valerie Geller. Another is Jay Albright. I've known some damn nice, great professional consultants. You know, so I don't want anybody to get the impression that I don't like. And a radio consultant is a cat that goes from station to station and advises you on what you should do, you know, with your station. And there have been some great ones, and there have been some cats that have saved radio stations. I knew a guy back in the 70s who turned KFWB from a top 40 station to a news station. Bill Oakes was his name. I met him at WKIS in Orlando. He turned KFWB, at least that's what he said to me. I was at the time 24, 25 years old. Let me see if we can find some Tom Dawka, you know, in the best of, I don't know. It's worth a shot. Maybe not. Maybe yes, it is. Maybe no, it isn't. Let me see. Wait a minute, dude. This is the goofiest looking. Where's the goddamn search bar, man? There it is. Jesus. Maybe go back and find the earliest Tom Dawka ever done. We got... Jesus Christ. February, March of this year alone. Radio consultant Tom Dawka. Tom Dawka, 2019, 2018. This is the earliest one, is November of 2018. Tom Dawka explains his company editorially backing away from President Trump. Too political. Radio Tom Goff is back with unsolicited advice for Phil's show. Someone sent Steve Bozella a nude meme, and now he's obsessing about his life dick again. Bobby and Steve Dooley explain. Well, let's see. How long is this fucking show anyway? Let me, probably ought to log in, man. You think? Yeah, I think I'll log in. That'll, you know, when you log in, then you know how much time you have. Excuse me. Anyway, I don't know if the Tom Dawka idea is going to work or not. It's a hit or miss. It's hit or miss. Hit or miss, you know? All right, so I was just talking to my friend Susie, who is she house sits for me, because I'm planning on a trip to Florida for Thanksgiving. Jackie and I haven't seen each other since May, when rest his soul, Kirby passed on. And it was rough. It was really tough. Okay. How to search. Okay. Tom Dafka. The earliest Tom Dafka, according to this search engine, is 2018. The first one we did was in the month of November 2018. What? No, I don't want to do that one. That's the one I don't want to do. Hold on, bitch. 2018, that was 4 years ago. God, I look younger. I'm looking at myself in the video cast right now. I look as old a man as I, you know, when I was 4 years younger, I was 66. Let's check this out.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. General Galen Shaw here. And we have Margaret Gray and Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman and, of course, Phil Henry.
Thank you very much there, General.
And if the people missed the commercial, which I don't think they did, Phil used the term learned.
Margaret, give it a rest, will you?
No, I will not give it a rest. Now, Phil used the term learned. Now, whether or not that's a word, I know it's a word, and I know there is an appropriate time to use it, but I'm not sure that you did. So if there's anyone listening right now who knows the appropriate way in which to use the term...
Term is great.
Wait a minute, Bud. Wait a minute before you get a high heel in the eye.
God damn.
That's right. If there's anyone listening right now...
This is tape. There's nobody going to listen.
What the fuck
there's
is this
gonna,
now, man?
What did he say?
What do you want him to do? To call in?
Yes.
We're not live.
You just said we're not live. Which is it?
We're not live, Margaret. If you want them to call in, you might have them, you know, they can shoot us an email.
All right, shoot us an email or a tweet. What is the proper
I don't know. I don't think I want to do this.
Learned. Phil just said that Zane Lamprey is well-learned in the well-learned...
Zane Lamprey, well, that's a cat that I was on his podcast.
Having a good time.
And I don't think there's such a word.
All right, so that's bullshit. Let's see, paste. No, I'm not doing this. So fuck it. That's a bad idea. We're not doing it. Okay, take two on this shit. Bullshit. Bullshit. Bullshit alert. You know, it was a good thought, but... All right, so let's go down to last year, like we usually do, October 28th of last year. This is going to be our last... our last show of October will be Monday, Halloween. And then, like I said, I'm going out to, courtesy of Rory McLeod, another best of, that's a Friday show. Thursday, Coach Vernon Dozier, like a loser when he sees the success. Okay, we did that show. We did Doug Danger returns to the show. We did Jeff Dowder opens up Spook House for Halloween. Did we not already do that? I don't even fucking remember now, man. Opens up Spook House for, there's a reason why we didn't do that. Why? He gets sued for copyright infringement. Tuesday. That would not be a repeat show. Oh, you know what? There's no video cast with it. That's why we didn't do it. Well, I'll give you a video cast. We'll have a video cast. So let's download that one and let's do that show. Jeff Dowder opens up Spook House for Halloween. Bobby Dooley is going to sue. Okay, cool. Copy. Do. They sent me a script for tomorrow's session. Okay. I haven't seen that chick in forever, man. You know, I've seen that chick for a long time. So, you know, I go out for Halloween, not Halloween, for, she wanted me to come for Halloween. She goes, why don't you come on down to Florida for Halloween, because she loves Halloween, and she has tons and tons of Halloween decorations. This is the second woman in my life who's in love with Halloween. Really loves Halloween. So I said, I don't know. I mean, seems like, she said, oh, I'll get my son, Ryan. She's going to get Ryan down from Orlando, and all three of us would be just having a ball, passing out candy. And I thought, yeah, but, you know, what about Thanksgiving? We go, you know what, just make it for Thanksgiving. So that's what I'm gonna do.
So that's sort of what I got to do.
See? Let me see something, man. 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. Oh, shit. I didn't want to do that, man. 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. Testing 1-2-3-4-5. 1-2-3-4-5. 1-2-3-4-5. 1-2-3-4-5. 1-2-3-4-5. I don't know if that's what I should have done. I think I fucked that up. Let's go back to where we were. Testing 1-2-3-4-5. 1-2-3-4-5. 1-2-3-4-5. Testing 1-2-3-4-5. Testing 1-2-3-4-5. Testing 1. Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and here we are. Okay. Probably didn't want to do that. Probably fuck that all to hell. Let me see here, man. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute here, man. Testing 1-2-3-4. Testing 1-2-3-4. Testing 1-2-3-4. Testing 1-2-3-4. Testing 1-2. God damn it. All right. I don't know. It's 6 of 1, half a dozen the other, you know? Okay. What are we doing? Oh, yeah. So we will. We'll create a video show for tomorrow. Videotape for tomorrow.